Sell to anyone.
Probably the most neglected area in the world of sales training has to do with the use of your voice. I'm now going to make a very strong statement. In my judgment, the most important thing you can do to dramatically improve your closing percentages and to make more sales is to deliberately train your voice. Learn how to use voice inflections, because most people simply do not properly approach that. A lot of people learn the other things, but for whatever reason, they learn how to use their voice by accident. Strong statement to make now. If you do not have your own cassette player recorder, you, my friend, are not in the world of selling yet. Or at least you're not deadly serious about becoming as much as you can become. You absolutely must get a good cassette recorder. You must record your presentation. Now, I know a lot of times people say, well, Zig, I don't sound on tape as I sound in person. Well, I got news for you. You do. Now, there might be a little distortion, but basically, you sound exactly the same in person as you do on tape. Now, the reason for the apparent distortion is this. A couple of years ago, my wife had an operation on her ear. I was talking with a surgeon about this very subject, and I said, why does it sound different, your voice, when you record it as verse when you're talking? He said, very simple. When you listen to what you say as you talk, the primary source of sound is coming through bone. Now, I'm not calling you bonehead. I'm just saying the primary source of sound comes through bone. Then he said, when you make the recording, the primary source of sound is coming through the air. And that's why it makes the difference. You need to record your presentation. It would be ideal if it could be in front of a live prospect. If that cannot be handled, then you put it in a simulated, in a classroom situation, the full presentation. Give it everything you got. Do it as you normally would do. Then you need to do two things. You need to listen back and analyze, and then you need to script your presentation. You need to do the same thing with the way you answer objections, the way you close sales. The whole bit needs to be recorded. You're going to discover some interesting, some pleasing, and some information that you won't be glad to get, except for the fact that it will help you to become infinitely more professional. You're going to discover, first of all, that the chances are about 9 to 1 that you talk too much. That's right. The second thing you're going to discover is that particularly toward the end of the presentation, you have a tendency to get into much of a monotone. And the third thing is you're going to discover is that you deal in a lot of areas that have nothing whatever to do with the sale itself. Let me tell you what's going to happen. When you put the words to script, they're going to remind you of some things that you have forgotten. You're going to then write those things down, those points, those examples, those ideas. And when you write down what you'd been using, combined with what you had forgotten, some beautiful new ideas are going to be generated from it. You're going to have a surge in the growth of your self-image. You're going to realize that you're much further down the path as a professional than you realized that you were. Big word of caution. Profound statement. Listen carefully. Pay attention. Don't go anywhere right now. Stay with this recording. If you're not powerful careful with all this new information, you're going to be guilty of gross overkill. You're going to tell that prospect about 3 times as much as they need to know in order to make the decision. Then what do? You simply sift through this new information and load it with those power shots. You also will have additional information to deal with the questions and objections. And instead of having fluff in there, you give them an awful lot of meat from hello to goodbye. I can absolutely assure you, when you give it more thought, you will be a far better, a far more productive, a far more professional salesperson. All right, now, I mentioned the fact that you've now gotten a great deal of information. You now need...